Whew. Hey y'all, it's been a minute, but I need a second because, wow. Okay, honestly, at this point, I'm over it. I'm over people, and I say that all the time, but just like really though. So I just got like a little Snapchat thing, like basically saying, you know, I was on Instagram and I seen like an Instagram post. One of my friends was sitting over here saying, if 5 years ago you could see yourself now, I think they'd be proud. And I texted him and I was like, no, mine would be like, bro, you still ain't got shit together. He was like, no, he wouldn't be doing that. But you know, I feel like that's, you know, kind of right, or the right area for everyone in their early 20s. I'm like, okay, see, now I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, it didn't piss me off, but it did piss me off because I hate when people do that. Like, go and put like an age thing, like, oh, he's 20. So, you know, he's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the freak? I grew up in like a very Christian home, but also very, you know, divorced parents kind of thing. Like, drama, whole lot of foolishness. It was just, so I grew up pretty quickly. So you're telling me that me having my stuff together by the time I was like 10 or something, you know, oh, he's 10, so yeah, he should be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you get the logic? Do you get it? Because that's basically what you're doing when you go and you say, oh, he's 20. He should be, you know, like a complete, just like, you know, fuck up. And I'm like, oh, really? No, because I do have my stuff together. I just don't have the stuff that I want to be doing, you know, or wanted to be doing with my life right now at this moment. I'm not really there yet. That's it. Ugh. I can't stand when people do that. Don't be sitting over here coming up. Do not come over here and tell me because of my age. Oh, yeah, this is okay. That's okay. This is okay. And when you're going and you're talking to somebody, like you're in, not in a relationship, but you're like trying to get there with somebody that's like maybe like, I don't know, max 4 or 5 years older than you, right? And they're like, oh my gosh, 20, man, you're a baby. I'm like, you're 25, sir. You were there 5 years ago. And if we being real, them 5 years, like, was quick. They were quick. Like, this year right here, 22, almost over. I came into this year with a boyfriend on what? The 1st of January. And then, you know, now I'm just, yeah, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, it's like, it's so weird. It's like, I feel like I am back. Well, not back, but like just kind of got in and out of a relationship. And it's already the end of the year. Like, literally, my birthday is, what, a month and a couple weeks? Like, what, November 24th? Yeah, that's not that freaking, you know, far off. It's just so much stuff happens in a year to where the year don't even feel like it be a whole full year anymore. And, you know, I feel like that's what really happens when you become, you know, grown or whatever and really doing your own thing. You know, the years just really just be moving so slow but so fast at the same time. But I still don't understand. Wait. Hold on. I'm getting sidetracked. Hold on, because I show love was finna get into something else. Okay, my point was, you are like literally 5 years older than me or whatever. Them 5 years came and went, and you're sitting over here. I can't stand people like, oh, you're a baby. No, babies say, doing all this other foolishness, can't talk, really don't got a mind of their own. No, I got a mind of my own. I had to grow up like Speedy Gonzalez and junk. Over here doing my own thing. I got more than you when you was at my age. So I don't know why you sitting over here calling me a baby, sir. Don't do that. I cannot stand it. It is sheer aggravation. Oh my gosh. I can't. I just, I don't know. I just, people, I just, oh my gosh. Oh, boy, I made the mistake of, like, getting my mom onto this TikTok foolishness, and honestly, she's just taking it way too far. I mean, she not on it, so, I mean, that's something, but she be on that thing and, like, scrolling, and I mean, when I say she be sending stuff, she be sending stuff, like, back to back. I'm like, ooh, girl. I mean, that stuff do be funny and it do be good, but I'm like, dang, don't you got something to do? Don't you got a business to run, girl? What is you doing? Oh my gosh. No, but I really wanted to come on here and talk about something serious. I can't remember what I wanted to talk about though. What was it? Oh my gosh. That's what it was. Okay, so if you don't know, I am a Black African American homosexual male. You know, I'm a dude. I like other dudes, and I'm Black. So that's the thing. I'm also a teacher. So today, I got switched over to a private school, and this private school is actually starting their school right now. We had to make a whole lot of changes because of Corona, so we had to start super late. And basically, tomorrow we'll be playing catch up with all the other schools. So we're doing like what, 2 lessons a week for a whole month, and then we'll be caught up, which is honestly not that serious. Like, I don't know, back in college, we were doing like 2, 3, 4 lessons or whatever in a week. So I'm like, you know what? If you get the right teaching style, figure out what works for each child, you know, that first day, you can figure out how you can, you know, do them 2 lessons in, you know, a week. And honestly, 2 lessons a week is not that bad. You just go talk about 2 different things, find something that intertwines both, and, you know, take questions from both tests, put it in 1 test, call it a day. Okay, that's fine. We're cool. I'm going and I'm reading this history book. Hold on. You know what? Let me see if I can remember what this thing was saying, because I mean, I'm not finna sit here and be dramatic and say I was horrified, because I wasn't. I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming, because I was just like, I just can't, because I'm like, I can't stand history. Just because they really be saying stuff out their face that just be having me like, I know full and good well. Like, I know full and good well. We are not sitting over here and finna teach these children this, you know? But, of course, yes, we are. Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to. I'll probably, like, do something off the cuff, because I refuse. I can't, because, like, okay, hold on, let me see if I can find it, because I sure can't remember what the freak it was, because I was like, heck no, because I don't know, because, like, you go and you expect these teachers to come over here and just, like, start teaching stuff, and I don't know. I'm one of those teachers to where I don't want to just get you ready for the test. I want to get you ready for at least, you know, the next grade or what's going to happen later on in your life, you know? I'm not just going to sit here and be like, oh, we're doing this, and this, and we're not going to really talk about anything else because, you know, it's not important right now. And I'm like, no, I feel like if you start your child or these children off, like, now with, you know, understanding, you don't always get your way. There are some things in this world that is just, you know, not for you. Everybody cannot be on Beyonce status. You know what I mean? It really just gets their hopes and dreams into perspective at an early age. Like, y'all think that's, y'all be over here like really tripping, thinking that stuff, and be like, you know, oh, let the children dream. I'm like, no, because you have to let the children dream, and then, you know, your child's still finna be in your doggone basement or your house or whatever at like the age of, I don't know, 24 or 31. Like, no. But I was reading a history book, and I was basically doing like the little teacher's guide and seeing what we were going to be talking about going through this school year, especially, you know, starting tomorrow, whatever, because that's really what I was focusing on, because I was not going to print the whole book. I was just going to print out the stuff that I need to print out for like the 2 weeks and call it a day, because, you know. So I'm going, and, you know, all this stuff is going on with Black Lives Matter, all this other foolishness, and I see that we're supposed to be working on the American's Creed. I said, wait a minute. You say what now? Because I'm reading this thing and I'm like, okay, this thing says, wait, where we at? Humanity for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. And I know I'm probably finna get a whole lot of hate, like a whole lot, and you know what? I'm here for it because, you know, I hate people too, so give me hate. Hello. Like, y'all go ahead. But as soon as I read that, I said, oh, I'm not teaching this. I'm not showing. We'll read it and we'll dissect it, but we're not going to dissect it to how, you know, this book is telling me to dissect this, basically trying to get me to get y'all to be patriots. That's not what I'm going to do, because my class is full of Black kids. And what we're not about to do is sit over here and act like America is this whole big old like utopia for the Black people, because it's not. Like, I'm going to snap you back into reality so quick, so fast. I swear to mercy. How are you telling me it is literally my duty to love this country when this country does not do its duty and due diligence to show that it loves me? I can't love, you know, this one thing and just be like, oh, well, I love it just because I love it. Like, okay, no. People love pizza because pizza tastes good. Hello? People love tacos because tacos taste good. I love to play Dragon Age Inquisition because the game is good. It's entertaining. There's a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's reasons why you love this one thing. I cannot give you one reason why I could love this country besides the fact that, okay, I grew up here and, I don't know, my mom and my grandma and stuff is here. Okay. But I mean, ain't that literally anywhere? So I mean, for me, that's not really a thing, because I got family literally everywhere. So, come again, like next, because I'm not really here. And that's honestly what I'm going to teach these kids. I'm going to teach them that, okay, yes, this says that basically since you were born here, like, it is now, you know, your responsibility to die for this country because your mom, you know, fucked your dad in the back seat and, you know, opened her vagina to give birth to you here in this country. So now it's your responsibility to die for this country because, you know. And, you know, that's basically all I'm getting out of that. Is that we're supposed to love it and protect it and die, you know, for it and respect its flag. And I'm like, no. How can I respect something that does not respect me? Respect is a mutual thing, y'all. A lot of people just be really misunderstanding that. Oh, you know, I'm the adult. You're supposed to respect me, especially with, like, Black parents, living in a Black household. you know, the child is just taught to respect, you know, their parent or whatever without the parent really giving respect back. And that's why them kids like literally go off and either do drugs or go off and get older and like literally have no contact with their parent at all, because they're like, okay, yeah, no, I'm not dealing with you because you were sitting over here tripping when I was little. And that kind of molded me into this person that does not want to deal with you like at all, period. Like, get out my face. Don't talk to me. You know what I mean? Like, the same relationship that you that people strive and talk about having with their children and their parents and stuff is the same relationship that I feel like you should be having with the place you reside. That is the only way that somebody's finna be over here trying to defend, you know, the country from all enemies and, you know, respect its flag and stuff like that. You know, like there are a lot of people that are proud to be from, like, I don't know, Europe or Asia. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they do things there and they treat people, you know, I guess differently there. I don't know why they're proud. I'm just saying. Like, I've only met people that are super racist or very conservative or very just like, not all the way there. Like, the elevator don't go all the way up. Or those are the kind of people that be sitting over there talking about some, oh, yeah, I respect this country and this, I'm so proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. Whatever that thing is. Like, no. People that know about the life, people that sitting over here in the ghetto, people that sitting over here, like, barely, you know, providing for their families, making ends meet and stuff like that, you know, and a whole lot of people, oh, well, that's their fault. No, most of the time it don't really be the fault of the people that are literally trying to get their life together. Things happen. But also, I can't get a better job than being this janitor at this store part-time because they're not going to hire me because, oh, I'm black, or because, oh, you know, I have a child and I'm a single mom. Why is that even an answer or, I mean, I'm sorry, a question on a resume is beyond me, because I did see that on a McDonald's resume, not resume, application, and I was like, what does that have to do with me sitting over here working at McDonald's? My child is not going to be over there at McDonald's. And next, I'm like, what the freak? But there's just so many things that determine whether you are good enough to do something so mediocre. And I just can't. It makes no sense to me. And you sitting over here really, oh, and it'd be the people that be sitting over here talking about some old, they're proud to be American, that be sitting over there saying, oh, well, you know, it's their fault that they're still living in the ghetto. No, it's not. No, it literally isn't. They don't have enough money to get out of the ghetto. Y'all have the ghetto, like, very cheap. You know, people can actually afford that. Then you got everywhere else, $1,000 a month. I'm like, $1,000 a month for this, I don't know, 2,500 square, I'm sorry, 250 square feet little, like, not even an apartment. It's literally like the one with no bedrooms, whatever the freak that thing is called. I keep forgetting. But, like, it's like one of those. And, you know, you don't have room to move in there yourself. Like, you can't breathe in there. Then you got the actual one bedrooms and two bedrooms. It's like, I don't know, $1,089 or like, you know what I'm saying? $1,500. And it's like, really? How are we supposed to get out of the ghetto when we're, first of all, not getting enough money with the part-time job that we have? Because it's the only job we can get. So how are we supposed to get out of that kind of living situation when everything else is so expensive? It's ridiculous. And what makes it even worse is the fact that the place that you're sitting over here trying to tell me is like $1,000 looks like a dog just sat in and licked and peed and everything on everything. Like, it's not even like a really nice, you know, place. I have gotten nicer hotel rooms for cheaper money. You know, granted, it's only like a day or a week or something, but, you know, it's still cheaper nicer. And it, like, if you, for me, I always kind of do this math to where, like, if I was to pay like a monthly thing for this hotel a month, I would still be let me see, 2, 3, 4. I'll be right at or just below what you're asking me for this apartment every month. Yet this hotel is way nicer for how cheap it is. I mean, y'all need to kind of flip up them numbers. Like, make it make sense to me. I'm not understanding. It's like, especially with Corona, prices have been going up, which tripped me out because people have lost jobs and stuff like that. You know, everything is kind of getting back on its feet, but there's still a whole lot of outbreaks going on. So we don't know when everything is finna stop again. I feel like this is the time where you'd be like, oh, snap, everything's on sale. Or we're doing this. Like, you know, them prices all the way down, you're getting more money because everybody has a little bit of money to spare for, like, little things. And, like, boom, hello, you back on track. Instead of, like, boosting these doggone prices, nobody's trying to buy anything. So now you're trying to boost the prices again. For what? If you see that something's not working, change it. But change it within reason. Makes no sense to me. I can't. But back to what I was saying, these people out here are really just struggling. And you are sitting over here talking about some, oh, you proud to live in a place that literally allows for you to be struggling and wants you to struggle because of the color of your skin, where you came from, your mama, your daddy, if you were homeschooled, if you weren't homeschooled, if you only have a high school diploma or GED, or if you are a single mom or a single dad, or if you were pregnant, if you had an abortion. Why does anybody need to know this stuff? For me, I feel like, honestly, the only thing you need to know is my name, my doggone number, my email address, what kind of jobs I had beforehand, what kind of training I have had, you know, for this thing. And that's only for certain jobs, because what training do I need to flip a burger at McDonald's? First of all, second of all, don't y'all train people at, like, McDonald's and Walmart and stuff before they even get the job anyway? So why am I writing down all this stuff about, oh, all this training, all this other stuff, you know, basically saying, you know, I've done this, I've done that, which also kind of determines whether I get hired or not. Crazy, because you're still going to train me in the thing you want me to do anyway, even if it is something that I have already done. So for what reason are we doing all this extraness? Makes no sense to me. That's why when I had started my company or whatever, only thing you needed to show me was kind of what school you went to. Because mine is my company is a video game development company. So I'm going and I just need to know, like, what school you came from, or if you've done things, like, just show me, like, little examples. And that's about it. Everything that I'm asking you is pertaining to the part that you want to play in this company. I'm not asking if your wife is dead. I'm not asking if you are a single parent. I am not asking what grade your child is in. I am also not asking what size pants, shoes, or shirt you wear, especially if I don't have a dress code. If I do have a dress code and we're handing out shirts or whatever, okay, then I might ask for that. Keyword what? Handing out shirts. I don't see why you have to buy merchandise for you to wear as your doggone little uniform from these companies. Makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to me. Because I'm like, what the heck? And if I was about to do that, why not just take it out the first check that I get? Hello? Instead of sitting over here talking about some, oh yeah, you need to pay like $20. And why is it hecka expensive? Like, you are employing me to do something. Therefore, you need to come up with the cash to give me the stuff that I need so I can help you make more money, because that is what I'm basically here to do, correct? Come on now. You got to lose money to make money sometimes. But, you know, you also have to, you know, do that within reason. Also, people don't be understanding. For you to build a better just version of yourself, your company, your whatever, you need to think like you want to do that. You know, like, you know, it's like a baby. It is like a baby. You are going and you sitting over here running your mouth saying that basically you want your baby to do this, 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 this. You know, walk at this age, be potty trained at this age and all that other stuff. Yet you don't do anything to contribute to your child's education, fundamental skills, you know, to be able to get your baby to walk, talk, do all this other stuff at this certain, you know, amount of time. Granted, babies do develop at, you know, different speeds and stuff. But I also am a firm believer of consistency with what you're doing, or if you even decide to do it at all, your baby is going to pick up on it and be like, oh, okay, so this is what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Baby's not stupid. It's the parents that make the baby stupid, which also shapes that child's brain to do certain things. So it just makes no sense to me. But that is basically what people be doing when they be sitting over there like doing, oh, y'all need to buy y'all own shirts and this is this. And, oh, let's hike up these prices or whatever. You're basically not getting or giving any attention to your baby. I don't know if that analogy was good. It made sense to me, but y'all was like, oh, you know, I'm so lost. It's all right. Be lost. I'm not lost. I'm here. I'm present. Thank you. But I don't know. It's just a whole lot of going on and just be having me so hyped up because I'm like, what the freak is wrong with all of y'all? Can y'all not get it together for a second? People sitting out here running their mouths, doing all this extra stuff, like talking about, ooh, black people, white people, all this other stuff. First of all, before we even get into, oh, Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff, how about we get into you focusing on you? What's your mama sitting over there doing? Is she in the grave? Is she in the nursing home? Or is she with you and y'all got a good doggone relationship? Fix your doggone family and yourself before you come out here trying to fix a whole doggone community. Makes no sense to me. And I mean, I don't want to say that your stuff need to be perfect before you come out here and try to talk on junk. But I mean, it be the people that be sitting over here doing shady stuff behind the scenes and then be sitting over here talking about motivating people and doing all this other stuff that be getting roped up and getting snatched out here on social media, then making, you know, all these different movements look bad. So, I mean, sweep in front of your door before you decide to move a movement, honey. But that's neither here nor there. But, I don't know. I'm just everywhere today. Just today has just been something. I have been running around. I've been doing the most. I've been making lesson plans. I've been doing the most. I've been seeing stuff that we supposed to be sitting over here teaching our children. And I'm not teaching these kids not a doggone thing that is in these books. When I say I'm winging this stuff. Yet my kids are going to be the smartest people here. Guarantee it. That's what I was doing when I was at this daycare, sitting over here teaching these 2-year-olds or whatever. My 2-year-olds now know Japanese. They also know, you know, letters, numbers, all the other stuff. Body trained, doing all the extra. And tell me, was I reading any of these books telling me what I need to do with these kids? No, because these books is made by the white folk, and I'm not finna be sitting over here talking about some ooh using the white folk. White people paperwork, because I cannot. Y'all do the most, and I feel like y'all really just be underestimating your children. Y'all really be thinking that people are finna sit out here and, you know, teach our kids to be, oh no, a fucking soldier, a patriot even. You know, like, I'm not about to teach my child to do that, especially if that's not the world that we're living in right now. Right now, we are not living in that world. Like, literally, went to Walmart, 2 weeks ago, and got harassed by a elderly white woman because I was on the phone with my best friend, basically saying that I was not voting for Trump. Don't really want to vote for Biden either, but, you know, things happen. And she's, like, all up in my face, like, your mom's this, and how are you finna say that you're not voting for Trump? Like, you're just so ignorant, and obviously your parents didn't teach you anything, and, like, really, Trump has been here for, like, you know, the gays, and he's been present for the those trans things out there, and, you know, he's been stopping black-on-black crime like it was at an all-time high before, but now that he has been in office, it stopped completely. I'm like, first of all, lady, who was talking to you? Because I was all up in this doggone phone. You was all up in this phone conversation. You were all up in this phone conversation. So was I. That's why I was asking. I'm sorry. Answering the question that I was asked. Well, I was all up in this phone conversation because this is my phone and it was up to my ear. Why are you all up over here where I'm talking? And it's not like I was talking loud or whatever. I got my AirPods in and I got one in and one out. Just because some other, I had seen another friend in this Walmart, and I was finna put it back in. Me, I always have my headphones in, so it's easy for me to regulate my voice to, like, accommodate people. And it's not like I'm always playing music. But, you know, when you on the phone, you can do, like, plenty of different things while still kind of, you know, regulating your voice to do certain things. Like, oh, on the phone, maybe you need to hike it up a little bit just because, you know, sometimes the person can't hear because it sounds like it's a bit too soft. Yet, you're still not super loud to where all of Walmart or all the doctor's office can hear everything that you're saying. So, this lady was, like, all up on me. Like, all up on me. Remember, we are supposed to be still social distancing because Corona is still out here. So, you know. And she's going, she's basically telling me off. And I'm like, okay, first of all, before we even get into anything that you were saying about my mama, how about we go and we try to, you know, dissect this whole trans things you say Trump's here for? Because if Trump's here for it, you must be here for it. Yet, obviously, he's not here for it because you just said those trans things, as in the transgender community. First of all, you saying trans things means you're not here for them because that was hecka rude. Firstly. Secondly, how about we not say black on black crime? Because a crime is a crime is a crime. You know, we don't go out here as black people and sit over here like, oh, snap, it was white on white crime because we've seen some little white boy shooting up a dog on school. And 9 times out of 10, he was only really shooting the white people because the white people was the one that, you know, made him do a 13 reasons why moment. You know, that was really it. But, oh, we don't say nothing about that. We say, oh, snap, he shot up the school. It was a crime. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the whole black-on-black crime thing. There's not no, I'm sorry to be racist, but there's no Dora and Diego crime. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like, why is it only the black community? Trips me out. A crime is a crime is a crime. Okay, furthermore, still on point number two. How in the world is he stopping black-on-black crime? So you telling me that there has not been a black person shoot another black person or something anywhere because it stopped completely, like what you just said? I know that's not true because Titusville is full of black people and we are just running amok. So what are you talking about? Come on now. And furthermore, what do you mean he stopped black-on-black crime when, like, one of the biggest black Trump supporters, like, on TikTok, was sitting over here talking about some, the Black Lives Matter movement needs to be focused on all that black-on-black crime they got going on in Chicago. Okay, so if he's, like, the biggest supporter, he's saying, okay, they need to stop the black-on-black crime. You saying he did stop the black-on-black crime. So, obviously, this whole Trump network is just not well-organized. Whoever is over it needs to, you know, get their subordinates in line, honey, because nobody knows what's going on. It is stupidity all up and through, okay? I can't. Too much. So, my third point, I told her, I was like, third of all, miss, sweetie, I don't like my mama neither, but what we not finna do is sit over here and have you tell me that I'm incompetent because my mom didn't teach me anything, or my parents, as you say, didn't teach me anything because I have a mind of my own. And I said that I was not going to vote for Trump. I said what I said and I said what I said. And that is all that needs to be known. You are not about to force me or try to coerce me or try to literally penalize me or chastise me because I'm not voting for the person that you want me to vote for. That's not how voting works, sir. Okay, like, get out of my face because I'm not about to deal with you. I swear to mercy, I see you in this Walmart again. It's going to be a problem because if you walk up to me, I'm going to knock you out. She was sitting over there looking all kinds of stupid and junk. I was like, and I don't care how old you is. I beat up kids and I beat up old people. Do not get on my nerves. Not here for the games. You better go on somewhere. I was like, and walk right on away. She comes up. She says, and that's a problem with you black people today. Just very disrespectful. I said, disrespectful? No, disrespect was you coming over here all up in my doggone conversation, then yelling at me because I said I wasn't voting for Trump. You know, if you want an example of disrespect. That was disrespectful. But you need to respect your elders. No, you need to respect the fact that I can, like, I don't know, pull out my phone, knock you out, and be outside this doggone store quicker than you can say, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know how old you are? You over here with a cane, barely carrying this dog, I mean, barely scooting this doggone cart to this self-checkout. Do you really want to play with me right now? Do you really want to play with me right now? If I blow, if I pray for Jesus to send in a gust of wind through this Walmart, this girl would blow right on away, wrinkles and all, just gone, dust. That's how old she was. Do you really want to play with me right now? Child, I swear these old people just be getting bold. They be getting bolder and bolder. I can't deal. But you know what? We can't just stay on old folks because these young children be on some foolishness as well. Swear for goodness. I'm sitting over here in Walmart again last week. And you know what? I'm not going back to Walmart because I keep getting harassed by Trump supporters and I keep seeing badass kids. So I'm going. And basically, this child, like, dropped on the floor and started screaming and junk. And just, for real, doing the most. I was so proud of this white dude. Like, I was so here for it. The mama needs some help, but the daddy don't. The daddy literally said, okay, leave her there. Let's go. Like, literally, out loud was saying, and she finna stay right there because I'm not dealing with her, like, at all. I'm over it. Went, go, did his shopping, told his wife to come on. His wife had walked on with him. She, you know, did it reluctantly because she wanted to go and, you know, deal with her child or whatever. She wasn't really dealing with it. She was like, oh, just come here. Just. The daddy was like, he was over it. So he said, girl, you better come on. And that wife went right on over there. They did their little shopping or whatever. Like, immediately after they walked away and they were out of sight, the girl shut up. Like, she shut up, and it was like a whole big old scene to where, like, she stayed in, like, the spot that she was in. You know, when she had her little meltdown, she was there the entire time they were shopping. And while she was having her meltdown, a crowd had gathered around her and, you know, basically like just looking at her like she was stupid because she was having a meltdown. And, you know, her parents were nowhere to be found. And soon as she seen that her parents were like not there anymore, she basically started like cussing at these adults and these kids and started like basically like, what you looking at? And all this other stuff. Like, she was literally going in. And, like, the crowd, like, quickly just dissipates. And they're like, is nobody there anymore? Like, she stayed there for maybe, like, 5 more minutes. I was, like, just sitting here looking at this kid this whole time. Because I'm like, what the freak? Like, they did not just leave her for real, for real. So they go and they finally finish shopping. And at the self-checkout, the mom comes back to the girl. And as soon as she sees that the mom is coming back to her, she starts her meltdown again. Because I guess she thought, you know, it didn't work the first time. Let's try it again. So she starts it again, and the dad basically tells the child and the wife to, like, let's go because we're about to leave. The child decided she was finna have a meltdown again and just stay right there. And the husband, the dad, he was like, oh, let's go. I'm over it. Went, checked his stuff out. Bout was at the door, and he yelled. He said, I'm done. You're staying here. I'm not dealing with it. And Roo went right out the door. That child got herself together so quick, followed them out, and seen them in the car or whatever. Like, she was fine the whole, like, rest of the time that I was seeing, I was like, yeah, you better shoot. I swear, because it'd be taking some fear to get these kids in line. I swear, you don't even be having to hit nobody. You don't even be having to hit nobody sometimes. You just, the fear of, you know, you finna be left up in this doggone Walmart. You know, you have a better chance trying to have your little tantrum another day. You know, with them doggone same parents instead of sitting over here. And I don't know, Child Protective Services, or, you know, you don't be thinking like that when you a kid. You honestly be thinking that they just finna lock you in the doggone Walmart. Like, all lights off and all. Like, heck nah. I ain't doing none of that. But I was so proud of that dude. I was like, yes, wife needs some work. But that father, he had it, because that would have been me. That would have been me. Like, if I was tired and I was just like, you know, no, I would have went and kept on shopping and did what I was doing. And if she decided she wanted to stay there, she was going to stay there, period. You know, but usually me is like, girl, you better bring your ass before I take you to the doggone bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, child, I'm just for real just been everywhere. But I feel a whole lot better. Good grief. Let me get back to my doggone lesson plan, because I still ain't finished that. Oh, it's about to be a long night. I hope y'all doing well with all this corona going on, and I hope you all get out, register to vote, and go vote, because, you know, things have to change. And yeah, you know, hope you haven't gotten, like, super bored with me to, you know, the point where we just don't listen to me anymore. You know, that suck. But, you know, I'd understand, especially because I'll be, you know, consistent with these videos. Well, videos, podcasts. I'm more consistent with my videos than I am my podcast. But, yeah. Y'all have a good night.